This is Dr. Oliveros, dictated on Leslie Better. The first name, L-E-S, L like in Lima, I-E. Last name, Better, like a B like in Beta, E like in Echo, T like in Tango, E like in Echo, R, like in Roger, Better. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease. This patient was in this practice in August of 2022, the last time. The patient has been in a stable condition, no hospitalization, has occurred. And today he comes with a laboratory workup that was done on September the 3rd of 2024. He has a creatinine of 1.5, a BUN of 18, and an estimated GFR of 43. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits, liver function test with normal limits. The patient has an albumin creatinine ratio that is 24. And a urine analysis that fails to show the presence of activity in the urinary sediment. No evidence of pyuria, hematuria, no evidence of bacteria. It's completely clean. The patient CKD stage 3B. That has a normal PTH, a calcium of 8.6, and a phosphorus of 3.4. Very stable condition. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension. The blood pressure today is under control, 120 over 60. To the physical examination, the patient has more than 2 plus pitting edema. The lungs are clear. The heart has a short systolic murmur in the left sternal border. It's no more than 1 over 6. That is no evidence of gallops. The patient has been drinking copious amounts of fluid. The fluid restriction is emphasized at 45 ounces in 24 hours. And we are going to use the administration of furosemide 40 milligrams every other day. The patient has a bottle of furosemide 20 milligrams that are still unexpired. And we are going to recommend to use two of them three times a week and lose a total of 10 pounds. A close follow-up will be given. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease, the patient has denied the presence of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats, no shortness of breath. He follows a very sedentary life. Increasing activity has been recommended. Following number, the patient has a remote history of carcinoma of the thyroid. That was in the 80s. The thyroid gland was removed, and the patient is taking a thyroid supplementation. The thyroid is followed by the primary. Following number, the patient has a history of prostate cancer that was treated long time ago as well. Urine analysis is completely negative. I don't order an ID and order a PSA. We are going to defer that to the primary. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 149, HDL 38, LDL 87, triglycerides 142. Very well compensated. The patient has a remote history of gout and the serum uric acid 4.2. It doesn't show any exacerbation. Since the patient has such a significant amount of fluid retention, we are going to take the liberty to reevaluate the case in 4 months after the holidays with laboratory workup. I invested 14 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 8 minutes in the documentation.